On Radio National, you're listening to The Book Show. I'm Ramona Koval. I should have said, from the new to the old. When you think of Jane Austen's books, Pride and Prejudice, Persuasion, Emma, what comes to mind? Is it the bonnets, parasols, empire-lined dresses and Mr. Darcy's riding jacket? Well, if it is, a new exhibition at the National Gallery of Victoria will interest you. They've put the clothing rather than the writing in Jane Austen's novels on display. The exhibition is called Persuasion, Fashion in the Age of Jane Austen. And the book show Sarah Lestrange took a tour to find out what the clothing in Jane Austen's books tells us about her characters. Her guide is the curator, Roger Leong. But first, Sarah spoke to some visitors to the exhibition.
What brings you to this exhibition on fashion in Jane Austen's time?
I'm a very big fan of Jane Austen, and just to be able to see the dresses three-dimensional, I think it adds to the reading of a Jane Austen novel. So, yeah.
My name's Barbara. Yes, and I've always adored reading Jane Austen. So it's just a delight to come here and see the fashions of the period.
Are you interested in fashion in the past times because it helps you enter fiction, you can imagine it better?
Yes, I think so. And certainly seeing this exhibition here, I'll think about the books that we've read, the Jane Austen books. It does help to make it more real.
Hello, my name is Roger Leong, and I'm the curator of international fashion and textiles at the National Gallery of Victoria.
Roger, can you tell me why you've chosen to display the changes in fashion in Jane Austen's time?
There are a number of reasons. Jane Austen's time was a time of extraordinary change, social change, political change, economic turmoil and advancement, and all of these had an amazing effect on the way women dressed and men dressed. And so Jane Austen is a kind of... and she lived through the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, the French Revolution, when she was a child and so forth. And so just by charting her own adult life, we see these extraordinary changes.
And why Jane Austen? You could have just called it Regency dress or something like that.
We thought about Regency fashion, but Regency fashion is really about the metropolis. It's about the upper class. It's about very wealthy people wearing the best in fashion at the top of society. And when I looked at our collection of early 19th century fashion, it's predominantly English, it's predominantly provincial, with some examples of what I would call sort of metropolitan fashion. But that provincial edge swayed us towards using Jane Austen as a context, because you only have to mutter those two magical words, Jane Austen, and everybody understands the context where these clothes were worn.
So these clothes were worn in the countryside, people were going for walks, that sort of thing.
In the countryside, in country towns, in sort of country homes, but also some examples were probably worn in places such as Bath and London.
Well, we're standing in front of the first piece in this exhibition on Jane Austen and fashion, and this is a piece that represents what people would have been wearing when Jane Austen was born. Can you describe it?
Well, it's a silk brocade sack dress from around about 1770. It's worn over a very tightly boned corset and very wide panniers, creating a very voluminous hourglass shape. And it's unlike anything else in the exhibition, really. And the reason why we've shown it is to show that when Jane Austen was born, women of fashion dressed in this very extravagant, highly formal way. And by the time she'd become a young adult, the styles had changed radically.
Looks a little bit cumbersome.
Very cumbersome, very formal, and very representative of the styles of the French court.
Well, let's go and have a look at the other outfits in this exhibition, because, of course, when we think of Jane Austen and the clothing that is represented in her books and that she describes in her letters, it's more the loose empire-waisted dress that we have seen so many times in the many film versions of Pride and Prejudice. What is the significance of this dress? To me, it represents freedom, a bit of freedom for women. No more corsets.
Absolutely. This dress was made around about 1802, post the French Revolution. And the French Revolution totally overthrew all those sort of formalities of French court dress, which really kind of set the style for fashion. Now women were wearing these very high empire-waisted gowns, which flowed very loosely from that waistline and really evoked for people of the time the style of ancient Greek and Roman dress.
So they were more comfortable to wear, were they?
Much more comfortable. And, you know, it's around about this time as well that you read about women walking in the countryside, promenading in the town, walking and outdoor activities, riding. These were all very sort of popular pursuits in Jane Austen's time. And I think the change in lifestyle and the attitude to nature, the love of nature in this period, must have affected the way people wanted to dress.
With these high waistlines that we associate with Jane Austen's times, was this significant in terms of women's liberty?
My theory about this is that these slightly freer clothes, these empire line dresses, which didn't necessarily require a corset, and it did allow women to move their legs and their bodies more freely. I see that very much as a symbol of the search for liberty, equality and freedom. All of these ideals which were spurred on by the Enlightenment and later the French Revolution. And I see women as sort of embodying that new spirit in their own fashion. But, you know, we have to remember at this time in England, women's rights were no freer. There were no more rights for women in the early 19th century than there were in the 18th century.
I guess we associate the main characters in Jane Austen's novels as people searching for a sense of liberty in some way.
There's liberty in the air, absolutely.
What do you like about the novels?
The women mostly are in control to an extent, and normally there is a happy ending, which is not like reality. So, and the era, it's, I think, the whole romance of the era too that we have. I think that's what I like the most.
What's your favourite Jane Austen?
Pride and Prejudice, yes.
It's a popular one. What about you?
Oh, definitely Pride and Prejudice as well, yeah.
What do you like about Pride and Prejudice?
I love the strength of the character of Elizabeth Bennet and how she's such a good role model and how the stories that happened during that time are so relevant to people today and that sort of thing. So people could still read Jane Austen in modern times and still be relevant and still learn from her experiences and her stories.
And still look for Mr. Darcy.
Of course.
The romance of it is still there.
Do you know what Jane Austen thought of fashion?
From her letters, Jane Austen was very, very personally interested in fashion. She very closely followed changes in fashion, and she corresponded with her sister Cassandra quite often about the particulars of dress. She got quite excited about having her new round gown made. This is a round gown that we're looking at. It's a printed cotton round gown, printed with a lovely sort of leaf pattern, and it actually dates from around about 1802, which matches a letter that Jane Austen wrote to Cassandra in 1801 about the particulars of her new round gown that she was getting made.
And she would also comment on other women who she thought looked naked in their dress when they were going for walks. Yeah. What was she so alarmed about?
Well, you see, one of the most fashionable sort of styles was the very sheer muslin empire line dress, and these were cut very close to the body and often very low in the bodice, so they were relatively revealing. I mean, women hadn't revealed as much of their bodies as ever before. You know, it's like a bit like the 1960s when women took to miniskirts. And Jane Austen describes quite vividly, again in a letter to her sister Cassandra, dining in the company of Mrs. Powlett, the rector's wife, who she described as being at once nakedly and expensively dressed.
And she was shocked by this, was she?
I don't know if she was so much shocked as slightly bemused by the fastness of her companions.
So can we assume she never wore this kind of low-cut dress?
Just judging from her letters, you know, Jane Austen was an unmarried maiden, so she had to sort of maintain a certain propriety, and she probably tended to fill in her necklines with a little bit of muslin scarf or something like that.
In this cabinet are three dresses. Two of them are white, and the other one in the centre is quite ornate.
What's really interesting about fashion at this time is that muslin, and in particular cotton, supplants silk as the most fashionable fabric, and white supplants colour really as the most fashionable choice.
And is that evident in the sorts of descriptions in Jane Austen's novels?
Well, I mean, in Mansfield Park, for instance, the hero, Edmund Bertram, remarks to Fanny that a woman can never be too fine when she's dressed in white.
Well, that's interesting that the fellas are having a comment about fashion.
Well, actually, fashion changed just as radically for men during this period. This was when Jane Austen was born, the fashionable man wore very elaborate silk suits. By the time she was an adult, it was much more fashionable for a man to be dressed in a very refined version of riding costume. And we have a contemporary example, a version from the BBC Pride and Prejudice production of Mr. Darcy's riding costume in the exhibition.
Well, we better go and look at that. Here's Mr. Darcy looking very strapping in his outfit. When you think of Jane Austen, what do you think of?
I think of Mr. Darcy and the wonderful outfits that he had.
Do you have a favourite Jane Austen novel?
Yeah, Pride and Prejudice, but I do like Persuasion as well because, yeah, it's a bit sad at the start, but she gets the man in the end. I'm a romantic, so... Yeah.
So you must like having Mr. Darcy's BBC outfit here?
Yes, very much. There's something, dare I say it, sexy about this jacket. Yeah, the big shoulders and, yeah, it makes the hips narrow. So, yeah, it's like a surfer look.
Roger Leong, what do you think about this constant sifting over of Jane Austen's work? You can look at Jane Austen from so many different topics and it seems to go beyond just her writing. So here we are looking at the clothing worn in her time. What do you think about that idea? How we've just got this fascination with her and her time.
It's like a sacred text which has been read over and over again, but which has been invested with so many meanings that there are far more interpretations of the fashions in her novels than I think Jane Austen herself may have intended.
So she might think we're being quite frivolous poring over these beautiful outfits that we see here today.
I think she'd be amused, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Do you have a favourite Jane Austen novel?
Oh, I think the novel that sort of transports me away and I find most riveting is Pride and Prejudice because the characters are so wonderful and the plot is so tight. It's a wonderful story and there's some great little references to dress peppered throughout.
What sorts of references?
Oh, things like Lizzie Bennet gets her skirts dirtied on a long walk to visit her sister. And also some wonderful references to army officers, in particular Mrs. Bennet talking about how she used to fancy red coats herself a bit when she was a young lady. And Lydia Bennet's fascination with her bonnets and her, which really are a kind of wonderful passage to show what a silly twit she was. She bought a bonnet, which she didn't really much like, but she thought she could trim it slightly differently to make it more attractive, but she still went ahead and bought the bonnet that she didn't like in the first place.
Plenty of us have done that.
Now you know why the women wore those high-waisted empire-line dresses in Jane Austen's fiction. That was the book show's Sarah Lestrange guiding us through the Jane Austen exhibition with Roger Leong, the curator of international fashion and textiles at the National Gallery of Victoria. And the exhibition Persuasion, Fashion in the Age of Jane Austen runs till November.